There's no relief in sight for the New South Wales bushfire crisis, but as bushfires tear across our country, claiming properties and lives year after year, the question raised is, do we take them seriously enough? I found out more. As fires rage across New South Wales, the results of the Tasmanian bushfire inquiry surfaced very quietly. The report was scathing of the Tasmanian Fire Service and their failure to pass on the results of a fire model. Professor David Bowman from the University of Tasmania disagrees with the report's findings.
The implication of the inquiry was that the Tasmanian Fire Service was in some way failed its professional duty to forewarn communities by not sharing a simulation model result predicting a catastrophic fire which was going to hit the seaside village of Dunalley. The fire behaviour models that were being used at the time are still in development, so they're prototypes. I think the inquiry has over-emphasised the capacity of fire models to be highly reliable.
He says it was more miscommunication than a lack thereof.
The inquiry implied that the Tasmanian Fire Service had failed its duty by not sharing the results of a model 24 hours out. In fact, on the day, the 4th of January, I've heard it myself, the Tasmanian Fire Service provided extremely specific advice concerning where the fire was going to burn. So there's no question that messaging was sent. There is evidence, however, that the messaging was so overloading people and people were not in the sufficient mind space to understand what these messages meant, that there was failure really to galvanise everybody into action and to get basically an evacuation happening.
So what does that mean if a serious warning went out but it wasn't acted upon? Are bushfires not taken seriously until they're in our backyards?
Unless you've been in close to a serious bushfire, you really don't appreciate what it's like. The heat, the smoke, the dust and the noise. It's just watching it on television, it doesn't actually get across at all what it's like to be there. The blast of heat, embers, grit being blown around, the noise, the chaos.
That was Dr. Jim McLennan from La Trobe University. He's conducted a survey with the help of the Bushfire Cooperative Research Centre about the intentions of residents in the face of bushfires. People from high-risk bushfire zones along the east coast were asked what they would do if they found out a serious bushfire would be heading their direction in the next 1 to 2 hours.
To our surprise, nearly 30%, now that's nearly one in three, actually chose the wait-and-see option. The other thing that we found was that not many of them had undertaken serious preparations for what they would do in the event of an actual bushfire threat. We found that a little over half of those people who intended to stay and defend had a bushfire plan and had made some kind of reasonable preparations. But that means that nearly a half of people intending to stay and defend if their home is threatened by a bushfire, hadn't made a plan or undertaken significant preparation. So all that was fairly concerning to us, and clearly there still remains a significant challenge to those of us who work in the area of bushfire safety to try and get people to engage with the threat that bushfires pose and the necessity to take advance action by planning and preparing.
Dr. McLennan says optimism could explain why most people refuse to acknowledge bushfires as a real threat.
It does seem to be a feature of being a human being that most of us always look on the bright side. Sure, bad things happen, but they won't happen to me. I think that's an important element of it. Being a human being, we do, most of us, take this optimistic view of things, and we tend then to put off doing things that would only make sense if something god-awful happened to us.
He says while it's not the most helpful attitude in bushfire season, it's easy to see why this attitude prevails.
The likelihood of any given household, even in a high bushfire risk area, of actually being threatened by a severe bushfire in the life of a household is pretty low. That feeds into this notion that when bushfires happen, they happen somewhere else and to somebody else, not me.
However, hindsight is always 20/20, and all we can do is send our thoughts and best wishes to those affected by the New South Wales bushfires.